This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number tonight, we'll give that to you. Also, the Skype username allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever it is that happens to be on your mind. Of course, we always bring stuff to the table that we think is interesting to discuss. And it was going to be this morning, by the way, joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And TJ the Spy.
And so what was going to happen today was that there was going to be a trial, or the beginning of a trial, a jury selection, for Panos and Katie Eliopoulos. And that's a mouthful of a last name. It's a Greek last name.
Greek last name, yes.
They are nice folks, from what I can tell. I don't know them well. But Mark Edge, who's one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, his wife is actually friends with Katie here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. They were going to trial on a number of what were going to be a number of felony charges that they racked up back in 2014 when their business, which is called Fat Stuff, was raided by the federal government, raided by, I think, about a dozen DEA agents. DEA was doing the primary raiding task, and then the Keene police were sort of providing them security, basically. Keene police were guarding the front door.
Yes.
And we got the heads up that this was going on while it was happening. I mean, you know, word gets around fast in a small town.
And you descended like a SWAT team, put cameras in the DEA's face, and said, "You guys should be ashamed of yourself." How dare? And people are getting all upset. It's like, could you imagine the DEA? Normally, they're used to just going and raiding the shop and everybody being in terror. But here, the peasants were arming themselves with video cameras and making fun of the DEA to their faces, saying, "You guys are awful and should be ashamed of yourselves."
Yeah.
Why
feel like
you
we shouldn't
go home?
I almost feel like we shouldn't say that as an acronym. We should just pronounce it phonetically. The
DEA.
The DEA. No, just agents.
Yeah.
So, that is what happened. I descended, Garrett Ian descended, we came
in.
Yeah,
they're wearing masks, and they're putting newspaper
masks. Yeah, not all.
They're putting newspaper over the window front because they don't want you videotaping them, boosting everything.
Ridiculous video.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably one of my favorites that I've done. I mean, I've made a lot of videos over the last decade of various different activism and things that have happened here in New Hampshire and Keene specifically. And I got to say, the DEA raid video is probably one of which I am most proud because I feel like we really did something there. I feel like we had an impact, even though obviously we didn't stop the raid from happening.
Yeah, well, of course, the guys that were doing the raiding had, you know, assault weapons and, you know, Keene PD backing them up, so it might have been a bad idea.
I don't recall seeing any long-barreled guns or anything like that.
Oh, they were probably in the trunk somewhere.
They probably did have them. You're right about that. But, you know, these guys are brazen. I mean, they believe they could just waltz right in and steal $100,000 worth of store inventory.
Of beautiful tobacco. Water pipes.
That's right.
So, I mean, for those of you who don't know the story, basically, Fat Stuff is a head shop or a glassware shop. They sell glass tobacco water pipes.
And they've been in business for like a decade plus. It's been a long time. And they were originally not in Keene. They moved to Keene several years ago from a town south of here that's a lower population town. So they were obviously successful enough to where they could move to the big time. And now they're right on the main drag here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah. And so, I mean, for those of you who don't know the story, basically, the news media, there were allegations they were selling synthetic cannabinoids, you know, things like Spice and Griffin and a few of these. They're basically room-scented deodorizers. And in particular, an undercover DEA agent went in on August 9th, 2013, and bought a synthetic cannabinoid called PB-22. Now, at the problem for the DEA is at the time of the sale, PB-22 was not a scheduled compound. It was not a unlawful drug to possess.
So, but it is now.
Well, the DEA didn't make it illegal until February 10th, 2014. So if you go back to the Constitution, the government cannot make an act retroactively illegal. That's called ex post facto. So if you sell PB-22 and then the next day the DEA makes it illegal to sell PB-22, you can't arrest them for the sale that happened previous day. Right. That's a.
Are there countries where you can do that? I bet there are.
Pretty much, I imagine most countries that have despotic regimes. But, yeah. I mean, as long as we still have ex post facto in this country, it means that, you cannot retroactively criminalize. So the DEA could not arrest them because by the time they criminalized it, Fat Stuff had already stopped selling the PB-22.
That's right.
So they never broke any controlled substance laws. They had never distributed, in violation of the DEA regulations, a controlled substance, so they couldn't be arrested for that. And
but they found something to arrest them for.
Well, you see, the DEA, they're not going to do a major investigation and then leave empty-handed. And so there are 100,000 pages in the United States Code, and so what they came back with was, quite creatively, 21 U.S.C. Section 846 and 21 U.S.C. 863. And what are those, you might ask? Well, that's conspiracy to offer drug paraphernalia for sale. So what is drug paraphernalia?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know because, yeah. I mean, these people have been open, yeah. as I said, for a decade, and they were always super cautious. I mean, having gone into the store, they would ID anyone that walked through the front door of the store. It didn't matter how, you know, you looked over 18, you're still going to get ID'd. And further, you know, they were smart enough to not knowingly sell a bong to someone. Right? Yes, certain bong. Words.
Well, you know, here's what, sometimes it takes a decade to get around to these things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is the difference between a legal and lawful glass tobacco water pipe and a marijuana bong?
Well, the resin, if you actually use it for marijuana, would
signify
difference.
Well, what if I told you that there is no difference? They're physically the same object.
That's right.
The only difference is its use.
Right. Prior to its use, there is no difference.
So here's an example. Let's say you're a convenience store owner, and I come in and say, Ian, I'd like to buy this can of Coke from you for $1.
Okay.
You would say, okay, and you'd sell it to me. Is that a sale of drug paraphernalia?
No.
No, because you have no reason to believe I'm going to use it in the consumption of illegal drugs. Now, what if I tell you, Ian, I'm going to drink this soda, and then I'm going to put a rock of crack cocaine in the bottom. I'm going to hold a lighter up to it and heat it up so I can freebase it.
Then I would say, I'm sorry, but I have to refuse the sale to you.
If you are a bodega owner and you sell that can of soda, knowing that the person you're selling it to, or and this is where it gets into legal murky territory, knew or reasonably should have known based on the circumstances. So if you're a store owner, there is none of this wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah, I'm not using it for pot. And, you know, Mary Jane 420, that is an absolute bad idea.
Yep.
If you are a head shop owner, do not joke. Do not make any kind of cutesy-tootsy remark like Mary Jane. Don't have any pot leaves in your store. And one of the things, you know, when the undercover DEA did the raid, they made a big deal of, we seized several boxes of 420 pipe cleaner.
Mm.
Now, when you think about it, like, is there anything wrong with selling 420 pipe cleaner?
Absolutely not. They're just some numbers.
No, in fact, it's not illegal to sell 420 pipe cleaner. In fact, the First Amendment guarantees your right to call your pipe cleaner anything you gosh darn well want. The problem is, when you go to a jury's going to hear, 420 pipe cleaner, ha, ha, ha. Come on, you knew these things were being
wink,
used.
Wink, nudge,
wink,
nudge.
Wink, you knew that this cleaner was going to be used to clean marijuana bongs. It was not being used for glass tobacco water pipes. So if you are a head shop owner...
Still, though, that's a pretty long stretch, right? We're not talking about paraphernalia in that particular case,
right? No, I mean,
right?
Here's the thing. Why
it's not assisting you in consuming
a lot of people... This is what the problem with the law is. Most of us know that it's illegal to put a gun to somebody's head and ask for and say, give me your money. How many people know that you could go to jail for selling a can of soda to somebody if you knew or should have reasonably known they were going to use that soda can to freebase cocaine?
I don't know. Probably not too many people realize that.
So... It wouldn't be that hard if the DEA wanted to send an undercover agent into a bodega store and say, yeah, man, I have a really bad heroin habit. In fact, thank God the Santa Cruz, I'm going to freebase out of this later. That guy better say, sir, I can't sell you the soda.
Yep. The dollar isn't worth it to me.
Well, a lot of people are under the mistaken belief that, hey, whatever your business, it's your business. It's none of my business. As long as you're not doing it on my store premises, I don't have anything to do with it, and that will absolutely get you arrested and charged with drug paraphernalia.
Yeah,
when you are a head shop owner, every customer's business is your business.
Could they do that out of a non-head shop business?
Yeah, they can do it to any business.
Right.
It's just that head shops.
They're targeting the head shops because it's politically popular to do so.
They're not going to fight back. I mean, if you go after a bodega owner because you set him up because he said, I was going to smoke a crack rock out of a soda can, most jurors are going to be, that stupid. We're not going to convict a guy for selling a can of soda.
Well, what's amazing here is that, first of all, they're not fighting back. They're taking a plea deal. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about why, because it's definitely the right thing for him to do.
I'd say strategically and tactically, it's the correct thing to do.
We'll talk about why that is, and we'll give you more details on what's happening with the Fat Stuff case. It's a unique case because it's been so well covered.
Mm-hmm.
There were 200 raids that happened on that same day, and you can't find video of any others. It's Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com. Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're updating you on the latest on the case of Fat Stuff. That's fat with a P-H-A-T. Fat Stuff is a head shop in the heart of downtown Keene. And maybe the only video in existence, at least from the one day of the
Operation Synergy, the DEA's Operation Synergy.
So right.
Basically, the DEA targeted about 200 head shops across the country for selling synthetic cannabinoids. The only thing that was a little unusual about Fat Stuff is they had stopped selling synthetic cannabinoids to comply with Keene and federal law.
That's correct.
So by the time the DEA actually got around to raiding them, they hadn't actually broken any controlled substance laws. So I can't stress strongly enough, Katie and Panos and Fat Stuff never at any time broke controlled substance laws. They never distributed in interstate commerce a controlled substance like pot or synthetic cannabinoids in violation of the law. What they were charged with was distributing drug paraphernalia.
And money laundering.
And money laundering. And the reason it's money laundering is anytime you make $1, like if you commit a crime and you make $1 off that felony crime, you put that $1 into a checking account. A checking account is an FDIC-insured institution, and therefore under 18 U.S.C. 1956 money laundering, it's an act of money laundering.
So, hold that thought, TJ. We can dig deeper into this here in a moment. But first, let's go to David. He's in Ohio. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and TJ the Spy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, David.
So, question for you. I'm in a situation where, unfortunately, I cannot avoid income taxes without violent thugs knocking down my door. And I'd like to minimize my tax footprint by donating to charities that help advance the cause of liberty.
Sure.
And there's a lot of charities out there. It's hard to know which ones where your dollar is actually making a difference and which ones are just kind of going in a black hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get your guys' opinion, or maybe some callers as well. What are some pro-liberty, it could be small government or total anarchy, single issue, multi-issue, what are some charities you guys think are
well, actually, I can tell you, as a person who's given thousands of dollars to Liberty Cause, I know Ian has as well, through supporting activists directly or indirectly,
mm-hmm.
and what you don't want is you don't want to give like $5,000 or $10,000 and then feel angry and resentful when you find out they squandered your money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So,
like the
right.
ones in D.C., blowing it on big offices and
big offices, fancy
stuff.
Office parties, or, you know, I mean, that's the thing is you have to realize when you give your money away, you lose kind of control of it. It's now their money. And so my usual advice is start out small, give like $15, $20 and see how they respond to it. Like, you know, as far as charities, like the ones I give to are usually people I know personally. So I can actually see how they're using the money that I'm spending. Of course, if you're trying to minimize your tax liability, you want one that has the official 501 or the tax deductible piece of paper from the IRS.
Right, 501(c)(3) or whatever.
C3, yeah.
C3.
Well, now you don't always have to. So for instance, if you were to give money to a church, the church does not have to have 501(c)(3) status in order for that to be a tax deductible donation. There are a lot of attorneys out there who will lie to churches and tell them that they have to be 501(c)(3) in order to accept tax deductible donations, but that is just flat out a lie, or the attorney is misinformed. So, for instance, Free Talk Live is run by a church. So, if you were to give to Free Talk Live or LRN.fm, then those would be tax deductible contributions.
And by the way, if this turns out to be if there's some clause in the United States Code, Title 26, which is the Internal Revenue Code, if there's some little asterisk where that turns out not to be true, please do not arrest me, IRS. I had nothing to do with that piece of advice.
Not legal advice.
I don't want to be Irwin Schiff. Do you remember what happened to him?
He's in prison now.
No, he's dead now.
He died in prison.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I forgot about
that. Yeah.
I apologize. So, David, are we talking about $10 a month here? Are we talking about $1,000 or $10,000? What kind of money are you looking to give away?
Probably start out small, but I think it could be in the hundreds. And as you know, as I grow my income, it could be up to 1,000, 2,000.
Yeah. So,
what about really specifics? You're looking for specific recommendations. I mean, TJ, you're just sort of generally talking about how.
You know, well, talking, I
the
can
Free
tell
State
you,
Project is 501(c)(3).
Yeah, that's right. The Free State Project.
I can tell you who I've given my money to. I've given it to Tor, the Onion Router, as part of EFF's. I've given it to the EFF.
Tor's a good one.
The Electronic Frontiers Foundation. I've given it to Tor, the Onion Router, which helps support sites like Alpha Bay and Nucleus and Outlaw Market, which are the successors to Silk Road.
I've given a little bit to Wikipedia because I use that.
Yeah, Wikipedia. Wikipedia because I use it. What else? I think
Johnson. What about you? What do you give to charity?
I don't frequently.
Well, infrequently. I mean,
he
wasn't in the last 10 years.
Disposable income.
Ron Paul at one point.
I don't know if that counts as a charity.
Not really a charity. Yeah. I did Shire Sharing. I've donated a lot to Shire Sharing. But that wasn't to be tax deductible.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't really make tax deductible charity contributions at all, ever. Like,
it's not something that crosses my mind.
It's been a long time ago I did some stuff for the Salvation Army.
I give to charities, but not because it's tax deductible, but then again, I don't pay taxes, so that's why. But I understand why someone would want to do that.
Yeah.
There's a great homeless shelter in the area here that I've given money to, and in fact, I'll be going to their masquerade ball this weekend, so that's one of the ones that I do on a local basis. Oh.
For those of you that think earning money's hard, I'll tell you something even harder, giving it away. Because
why is that hard?
Well, it's because when you give your money away and then the person squanders it or wastes it.
Okay, that's hard.
Then you're really burned. Yeah, it's like, I could have spent it on myself and had a much better time.
If I were to do tax-deductible charity stuff, I would go the Zuckerberg route and start my own charity and donate to his.
Well, actually, speaking of Mark Zuckerberg, you heard what happened when he donated to the Trenton, New Jersey Public School District?
No.
Oh, yeah.
They squandered all $100-something million of that donation that
on
Zuckerberg...
What?
On just administrators and overhead.
Well, that's the
overhead
government school district. That's the problem. That you shouldn't donate.
Yeah. Right. Well, he was naive. He gave it to a bunch of bureaucrats, and they took his money and then squandered it, and now he's like, well, I'm not giving you any more money. And I'm like, well, Mark, I didn't say this to him, but I'm like, if he would have come to me, I said, well, Mark, I can guarantee you they're going to waste your money. That's what government schools do.
Sure.
What about youth, the younger people? I feel like older generations are kind of set in their ways. If we're going to get more liberty, it's trying to educate some of the younger people while they're still young. Are you familiar with any effective organizations that are helping in that regard?
I am, but none that I see. That's the thing. This is like asking me who you should have sex with. It's like, do you know any girls that are really, really hot and, you know, would kind of like me? It's like, well, I don't know. I can tell you the ones I like. But, you know, everybody's different as far as, like, the NRA would be, like, I could say, give your money to the NRA, and I'm going to have 50 callers calling in saying the NRA is a sham, and they waste your money, and they're just playing.
I would say, don't give your money to the NRA.
You need to give your money to the Gun Owners of America instead.
It's a better group. It is a better group.
Yeah, well, I mean, but some people would say, no, the NRA is better. And so, I mean, like, this is kind of asking, like, what's the best religion? What religion should I give my money to?
There's no liberty movement out here in Ohio, so I have no one to talk to. So I'm just trying to get an idea of some names, and I can do my own research. You know, maybe I'll disagree, that's fine, but maybe, you know, someone or a caller can clue me in on someone. I look into them, I'm like, hey, this is exciting.
So I would say...
Corey Moore's not on the air anymore, right?
The Corey Moore Show is not on the air, but there are some folks in Ohio. Virgil the Duva's out there. He's doing good work with Cell 411.
Right.
In fact, I believe Virgil is doing a fundraiser right now. Actually, we should get him on the show to talk about his latest fundraiser, because his first fundraiser he did, Cell 411, for those who don't know, is a decentralized message app. David, I want to keep talking about this. If you want to stick with us, you're welcome to hang on. We'll keep discussing, you know, options for who you can support. Because I think the smaller the organization, the better. You're likely to get more personal, feedback. You'll be able to better know how your money is being spent. And it won't have this big bureaucracy of, let's say, you know, the D.C. think tanks where they've got these huge buildings and staffs and things like that. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? Indeed. These days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Now, Liberty Stickers is not a 501c3, to my understanding. It is a business, and they're certainly trying to make money, and that's okay.
To make that evil, evil profit.
And they're doing it in a brilliant way by offering you a bunch of different, really smart and downright bombastic, poignant, liberty-oriented stickers that you can put on the back of your car, or your bicycle, your laptop, or whatever, so people can see them and think about stuff that they normally wouldn't think about. Go to libertystickers.com, and you can place your order there. If you want to custom order some stickers as well, you can do that through them. Libertystickers.com. Tonight in studio, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And TJ the Spy.
We've got David on the line in Ohio. He's asked an interesting question. We're going to talk more about the Fat Stuff raid by the DEA and what's going on in that case with a plea deal that's being taken. That we're going to come back to. But David in Ohio, he's got a glut of money that he wants to spend, or at least a little bit, and he wants to spend it as wisely as possible so he can get spend it with charitable organizations so he can get a tax deduction and not have as much money go to the federal government, which, you know, anybody, I don't blame anyone for wanting to do that. But the question is, with whom do you spend it? With which charities do you decide to give your money if you're a liberty-oriented person? And what David, thanks for hanging on, because I think it's an important question that, you know, other people are going to be asking themselves. It is 1 month, actually, right now from tax day, April 15th, so people are thinking about this kind of stuff.
Actually, I have an idea, and I wonder if TJ would know this. This is, again, not advice. I'm not suggesting anyone do this ever, but what would happen if you were to start a business and show a massive loss by just paying people?
And show, well, are you a for-profit business?
Yes, but what if you run at a loss?
You
invested a bunch of money in the business, and you were paying employees, and
you don't have to pay any taxes on that, right?
Right. All that money just went away.
Well, I know someone who had that experience, and I think there's so many years where if you can't show a profit, then the IRS says you're no longer a business.
Yeah. Right. So generally, then you'd have to start a new business.
Well, no, generally, the rule is 5 years. So what's the difference between a hobby and a business is if you haven't made a profit within 5 years, you're a hobbyist, and therefore, you know, that's – and this is actually important. Like when you open a restaurant, you might spend $500,000 your first year buying fryers and point-of-sale systems maintenance on your building and whatever, getting the building set up the way it is, and you're not going to make that $500,000 in profit your first year. You might make, say, $200,000, and so you'll have a $300,000 loss. Well, that $300,000 loss will carry over to next year's Schedule C if you're doing an LLC, or if you're doing an S-Corp or a C-Corp, it'll carry over the next year. And then next year, if you make another $200,000, well, now you can take off the $300,000 loss. You have a $100,000 loss. Your third year, you make $200,000. Well, now you subtract $100,000, you now have a $100,000 profit. You now finally in your third year start paying income taxes. So that's generally how that works as a rough rule of thumb. Now, the IRS has lots and lots of rules over how you can depreciate your equipment.
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about IRS rules, but let's get back into the issue of charities here.
Well, the whole reason why I brought that up is I was just thinking that if you started a business, you know, you could hire some people, friends, whoever you think needs some charity, and just hire them to shuffle some paperwork or something like that.
Well, unfortunately, though, you're going to be paying payroll tax, self-employment tax.
There's all kinds of regulations with hiring people.
Plus,
that's true.
Yes, and if you hire them, you'll have to have unemployment workers insurance, which James is actually getting a bunch of letters from the New Hampshire Division of Employment Security right now. It's just fun. Whenever you get the government involved, they send you lots of letters telling you need to fill out forms.
I still think that would be cheaper than paying the taxes outright, and then you would also have really be able to select who that money would actually go to, and almost in the form of a charity.
If you're going to do it that way, I just say you give them to under the table. Don't try to set up a business if you're trying to help specific people, and then there's no government forms and stuff.
That's right. True, but then are you getting any tax breaks? Not really.
All right, so back to the main issue of which organizations to give to. Now, I don't know if I mentioned Cell 411 before, it's just a good organization. I don't know if he's set up any, I highly doubt it's set up as a 501c3.
We're a lousy radio host. Shouldn't we have like a whole list of things? You need to give to Red Cross, and you need to give to the
ESF. Well, that's not a Liberty, Red Cross is not a Liberty-oriented.
Well, I know, but shouldn't we have like a list of organizations that, you know, we all.
We don't. So here we are, we're coming off the top of our heads.
St. Jude's.
Also not a liberty-oriented group.
No, but you've given, I mean, so.
Because I've given to them, but I support the Free State Project. I've donated to them, but I don't want someone to tell someone, you should give your money to the Free State Project. They give $1,000, and then Carla Garrick or one of the other people rubs them the wrong way, and then they're all mad at me that I told them to give money to the Free State Project.
You're basically saying that we need to have a list of telling people what to do.
Yes.
Well, no, I don't think it's telling someone what to do. It's just making suggestions,
sure.
Okay? So he just asked for some ideas, and that's what I'd like to give him. So
I actually just say start small with like 50 or 100. And what are you trying to get out of the donation?
He's trying to get a tax deduction.
Well,
Go ahead, David.
I want to get a tax deduction, and I want the money to be used effectively to spread liberty.
Right.
And I do like to say, Patrick, I will be at Pork Fest, so you know, maybe get to smooth some of the folks there and,
So there are some organizations that are doing a better job than others of spreading liberty, and I think that if you're willing to give outside of Ohio, I would say steer away from D.C. I don't think that any organization in Washington, D.C. is doing a good job. So scratch all of those off the list, and then look at New Hampshire, because there are some really great things going on here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Actually, what about downsizedc.org?
They might be organized in that way. They do good work, and he's also doing a new project now, Jim Babka. But look into them. I think he's actually based in Ohio, as a matter of fact.
I'd probably say like the American Civil Liberties Union, because they've represented us in the Robin Hood case for free. And
That's the New Hampshire
Civil Liberties Union that did that. Again, like it's
Some people don't like the ACLU, but the NHCLU is a different organization. They're related to the ACLU, but they're not entirely the same. They're more, in my opinion, more liberty-friendly in New Hampshire than some other ACLUs. So you can be more choosy like that. But there's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and again, I don't know what all the financial taxi statuses of these groups are. I suspect New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is 501c3, but I'm not sure. This is a great group that is actually advancing liberty through the political channels here in New Hampshire. That what they do, for our listeners that don't know, maybe you already know, David, but for those who don't, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance every single year rates on a scale of A through F, and there's actually a lower rating than F, which is constitutional threat. They rate all 400 state representatives, all 24 state senators here in New Hampshire, and they rate them based on their actual voting record of did this individual vote in a pro-freedom voting method over the last year. And so they come out with their liberty rankings for each year. Very, very useful. That's one thing they do. But they also rank each piece of legislation. So Daryl W. Perry is one of their volunteers. He's not on the air with us tonight, but that guy has read over 130. At last time he told me,
right,
which was a few weeks ago, he'd read over 130 of the over 800 pieces of legislation that are under proposal this year. And not only does he read them, but he goes through and he fills out a questionnaire about each one as to, well, is this affecting liberty here and there? And there's like a bunch of questions and things that he answers about each one of those. And the idea there is they've got these volunteer bill reviewers. These guys are not getting paid. They got these volunteer bill reviewers who go through every piece of legislation, if they can.
You couldn't pay me enough.
No, it's you've got to be a real lover of
it
that
requires
kind of thing.
A very special kind of person. Yeah. Daryl W. Perry and I are.
I think you could handle it, TJ.
Yes,
you could do it. So anyway, he does an awesome job there. But this is a big project that needs funding. They need help. They're designing systems. They've got like a mobile app that they actually designed to help people navigate the sort of the bureaucracy of the state house. And they're doing a lot of cool stuff there. I became a lifetime sponsor of that particular organization because I think they are doing that kind of valuable work. So I'd look into nhliberty.org. This is a way for people, even if you don't have money, if all you have is some time to give, they will accept you as a volunteer even if you don't live in New Hampshire. So, you know, you don't need to live in New Hampshire to be able to read a piece of legislation that's proposed for New Hampshire. So I highly recommend that particular organization. And of course, Free Talk Live and LRN.FM. You talked about spreading the message of liberty. That's what we do. We do it 7 days a week. LRN does it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've actually got a satellite sponsorship thing that I'm putting together behind the scenes right now, and that's going to be coming out soon. As soon as I get it done, I don't know if it's going to be this week or next, but we're looking to raise money to get LRN on a new satellite if we can get there. It's going to be more expensive than the two that we currently have. So, David, I hope that helps you, and if you've got any other questions, you're welcome to stand by. 855-453, and if you guys have more specific suggestions, we'll continue. Maybe you, the listener, you want to throw something in the mix. Please do.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We were talking with David in Ohio about what libertarian charities are there that are actually worth giving to. Which ones are actually propagating the ideas of liberty effectively, and to whom should he give his hard-earned money to in order to avoid having to pay it to the federal government, which obviously I think that's a much better idea, to put money into the hands of a libertarian charity, even if it's a wasteful libertarian charity. It's probably better than giving it to the government across the board. But some of them are better than others. Some are more efficient. Some are more effective than others. So if you've got a suggestion, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I did, of course, mention the AMP program, as I'm obligated to do, which is the advertise, market, and promote. And I think you came up with this idea, Johnson, a long time ago. It has been a very important tool for Free Talk Live. It's been around for more than a decade now. It started, I believe, in 2005. And we've had some listeners who've been on board ever since pretty much the very beginning of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea was, I think you lifted the idea from Leo Laporte, the tech podcast.
Correct, yes.
He was asking people for a couple bucks a month, and so we did the same things. $5 a month is a way for you to support our mission here of spreading the ideas of liberty as far and peace as
I'm
far
sure
and
Leo
wide as
listened
possible.
From NPR.
Yeah, it's not an original. It's not an original idea. No. It's just a good one, and it's a way for you to contribute on a very small level. $5 a month. I mean, that's you've got a Frosty there in front of you, Johnson. I don't know if it's a $5 Frosty.
No, I'm sure it's not.
But you know, a cup of coffee usually, you know, if you get a fancy cup, it's going to run you $5.
I thought about bringing coffee, but then I'm like, nah. If I bring this much coffee and drink it at 7 o'clock at night, I'm going to be up until 4 in the morning.
But yeah.
I would think that, you know, on this program, you know, kind of saw the writing in the, on the wall that, you know, this sort of podcasting needs to be kind of somewhat supported by listeners.
It has to be.
You know, it just has to be.
We couldn't have gotten where we are without the AMP program.
You know, and I just saw that a long, long time ago. And, too bad. You know, the only thing I can say is too bad is I wish that way back at the beginning of this program that Patreon existed.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
I mean, just a tip to people out there. If you have any kind of creative side to yourself and you have a regular creative medium that you are engaged in, you make YouTube videos, you make photography, drawings, whatever you could do. Music, Patreon's a great way. It's basically kind of like it works like the AMP program, but without having to pay programmers.
Oh my God, I've had to pay so much money.
Ridiculous amounts of money.
So much of money has gone into designing the AMP program behind the scenes, but that's not your problem.
No.
It's working now, and it works pretty well. We accept Bitcoin.
There have been some scoundrels.
Well, let's move on past that. It's over. The AMP program is going fine now. The program works, and you can go and sign up at amp.freetalklive.com. Major credit cards accepted through PayPal. Visa and MasterCard you can do right through our website. And now Bitcoin is available. So we've got a few different ways for
you
to support the show.
Patreon did not accept.
Tisk, tisk on Patreon. Well, so that's one thing you can do is support what we're doing here. Because when you support the AMP program, you're not just supporting Free Talk Live. You're also supporting LRN.FM, which is basically a charity straight up. I mean, LRN's never made a dime. It'd be nice if it could, but it just doesn't. It's a love of liberty that drives us here. In fact, even on Free Talk Live for, I think, from 2002 through 2006?
Your satellite programs, are they for LRN or are they for just Free Talk Live when you are looking?
Understand the question you're asking.
So when you're looking to get content up on the satellite, do you run the FTL stream or do you run...
Oh, no, it's LRN.
It's LRN,
the
right.
The satellite channel is LRN.fm. Yeah. My God, it would be boring as hell to hear the same show over and over again.
So you could eventually get to the point where, LRN could become, visible enough and in enough markets in radio where it starts to turn a profit, right?
I mean, no. Anyway. I don't think so. It's a pirate radio network, first and foremost, so you're not going to get a show like the Rebel Love Show where they say the F word.
We're broadcasting without the government permission slip.
So, I mean, LRN.FM was something that was created to give an outlet to other liberty-oriented shows. And
you think they'd be liberty-oriented and independent advertisers who might be interested in getting on something if it's got a large enough reach?
You would think so. It would require some marketing, and, it's hard enough to market Free Talk Live as a show to advertisers because, we're a niche. Liberty's a niche. That's why the Free State Project exists.
But a growing niche. It's a niche, slowly. But it's a growing niche. Soon we'll become like the Fox News of liberty.
It seemed like it was growing under the Ron Paul campaign, but, that was just because of all the excitement surrounding him. I don't know if you can argue that it's growing at any sort of appreciable clip. Liberty's a niche. There is not a whole lot of interest in it out there. That's why the Free State Project exists. If Liberty was growing at a decent clip, no one would need to gather together in the same geographic area, which is, of course, the idea behind the Free State Project. Yeah. And so what I've done with LRN.FM is I've created a way to basically promote my competition, because I know that Free Talk Live isn't right for everybody, but there are some shows out there that might, resonate better with different types of people. And so I tried to collect as many of them as I could onto LRN.FM, and then we get it onto satellite signals. So we're actually over sub-Saharan Africa with SES-5, which is a very powerful satellite that covers almost all of the continent. Not quite, but a good swath of it, probably the majority of it. We've got North America, Central America, and I'd like to get Europe and the Middle East and North Africa, and there's one satellite that can accomplish that. So if we can raise enough money to do that, I'll move ahead with that, and that's sort of the next big fundraiser that we're going to be doing behind the scenes here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
so,
I always wondered, why in the Soviet Union, they put up with all kinds of government repression. I mean, the thing about the Soviet Union, the Soviet communist system, is it was incredibly deadly and brutal. I mean, millions died in their gulags and their concentration camps.
Sure, but not so bad now, in comparison. I mean, it's still bad in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
it's
only incredibly corrupt, not just totally corrupt.
Yeah.
So, but I often wondered, why is it that liberty in some parts of the world flourishes, in other parts like North Korea, it seems to be, it's holding on. That's one thing about liberty, is no matter how brutally oppressive the government is, liberty always survives in the shadows.
Of course, it'll flower the more oppressive government is. The more likely people are to whisper about ideas of liberty if they are being oppressed. I don't know if I mentioned this, but you can go to amp.freetalklive.com if you actually want to support the AMP program for $5 a month. We sure would appreciate it. It's the reason why we're on 170-plus radio stations, so please go to amp.freetalklive.com. But are you wondering why there's a variety of countries out there?
Well, I always wonder, like,
there's variety.
Well, you know, does liberty spring forth from the culture, or is, because, you know, like, you can have words on a page that says America is free and equal and all.
But it's not free.
But, well,
it's
exactly right
here.
But we have words on a paper that says all men are free in this country,
which,
but we're not.
Which those
free.
Words and were written down because they were being oppressed.
Right.
Right. It was the king who was oppressing people, and they said, we've had enough of this.
I mean, it is an irony. The 4th of July, every 4th of July, we celebrate our independence from Great Britain telling us what to do by setting off fireworks that can only be manufactured in a licensed fireworks factory that the ATF gives permission to. They have to be transported by a DOT-approved transporter.
You know,
they can only be sold by an FFL, or excuse me, a federal explosives licensee.
We know a guy who went to prison for fireworks sales on eBay. His name's Roger Ver. He's known as
Bitcoin Jesus. Yeah, because, you know, the thing is, if it's okay to sell fireworks, you just got to have the government's permission. And they can't be too big, because the Consumer Product Safety Commission, too many people are going to hurt themselves using cherry bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Remember cherry bombs? You used to be able to go...
No, I don't remember cherry bombs. Did they have them in our lifetime?
Yes.
Okay.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission was, they said they can't be too loud because children could have their hearing hurt.
They got rid of M80s.
Oh, yeah, the M80 firecrackers. I mean, it's hard to believe, but just, you know, less than 80 years ago, you could go down to the corner store and buy a case of dynamite. You didn't need a federal explosives license. I mean, they would go, it's like dynamite. Of course, you know, why wouldn't you? What happened in the past 80 years? Like, 1933, you could buy a fully automatic Thompson submachine gun, $50 mail order. No ID, no Form 4473.
And there weren't people mowing each other down in the streets over that.
Yeah, and yeah, no $200 tax stamp, no 9-month wait, no two sets of fingerprints, two photographs. So... really, in 1933, we were trustworthy enough to have machine guns, but come 1934, the government said, well, you can still have it, but you got to pay a $200 tax.
Didn't they also take gold from people in 1934?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed his executive order saying nobody's allowed to own gold bullion.
All right, so Johnson, what's your answer to TJ's question?
I'm coming out of complete left field. I wanted to ask if either of you had seen the most recent Bernie Sanders campaign video.
No, I've never seen a Bernie Sanders campaign video.
Well, sometimes they go around on Facebook. You know, people share stupid things sometimes, or they just
watch their ass.
Yes, because Roger Ver is mentioned as a one percenter. In the most recent Bernie campaign video.
This is an official video from Bernie Sanders?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Can you find the link for me and send it to me? We'll see if we can pull it up.
I believe...
Let's get back. You look for the link, and then I'd like to answer TJ's question. You're asking why was there this fall away from freedom over the last 80 years?
Yeah.
And it's... I think there's... people have sort of a competing nature. If they're being oppressed, they want to feel more free, but there are other people who want to, you know, essentially be told what to do. They feel comfortable
having the government
being told what to do.
And it always starts out, we're not going to ban your right to have a machine gun. We're just going to make you have to get a piece of paper first.
We'll continue. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.